I think our regional or Heartland cross-country conference polls are reasonable considering our finishes last year. We're ranked third in the women's and second in the men's. Last year we finished fourth for the women and second for the men. And I think our women may do a little better than that. However, they've vastly improved over last year, and I've got quite a few of the women back from last year. We only lost a couple runners, and the men have a little more experience as well. We're still waiting to hear the eligibility status of one of our runners, but I think Jared Rensvold and Matt Roseberry will be right up there in the top 10 again, and I think Andy Zeller and Joe Crott were fairly close, and they should make all conference as well. And we're pleased to host the conference championships this year, October 21st. It's maybe a little bit of altitude for some of the Texas and Oklahoma schools, but I think we're at about close to 3,100 feet elevation, so that may be a bit of an advantage for us, and we're hoping for a little bit of snow as well, so that may improve our chances. We have a good schedule lined up. We're going to start out at September 2nd with a preseason camp up at Silvergate, Montana. We're going to be doing some runs up to 10,000 feet. Then we go to South Dakota Tech for invitational there with some NAIA schools. Over to Montana State, Bozeman the next week for a meet with a lot of Division I schools. And then the rest of the season, we kind of alternate between NAIA and NCAA Division I schools. And I think we'll have a pretty good build-up to peak right at the time we run the conference meet. And then we're also going to host the Yellow Jack Invitational October 28th, and then finish up the season at the NCAA Division II South Central Regional at Warrensburg, Missouri. So, we're hoping for a good season. We've got some experience coming back, and we'll see how it goes.